This is Corolla Digital.
Hey, here we are, Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, and today is a great day in California. We're enjoying the sunshine, and I don't know, it's been a hectic morning for me, but what else is new?
Everybody raise their hand if it's been a hectic morning.
I think there's something in the air, and I'm here with Gina Grad, my co-host, and very special welcome to Lisa Williams, who is our... clairvoyant medium from I assume England, or
yeah, that's where the accent is.
Yes.
Yeah, afraid to say.
And Samantha Shocker, who is also a very dear friend. She didn't know it, but she's on my husband's show, Dr. Drew on Call.
Thanks for having me.
We have a really good show today. So I just wanted to get to know Lisa and Samantha and let them, you know, discuss, you know, where they're from and what they do, and then maybe have, you know, a little reading of Samantha.
Were you hoping this is how your morning would go?
Yes. A little scared, have to be honest, but I'm very excited.
And I watch my husband's show, and I'm always really enamored with Samantha. She's gorgeous.
Oh, that's so sweet. Coming from you, thank you.
Well, I'm honest. And okay, so Lisa, tell us about yourself. And
oh my gosh, where do I start? Well, as you can tell, I'm English.
Yes.
All right, let's just get that out of the way.
Elephant in the room.
I know, I am the elephant in the room. Ugh. I stick out like a sore thumb. I'm a mum as well. I'm a mum for a 13-year-old,
oh,
seriously.
Wow. Oh, mazel tov.
Oh, 13. Yeah. I mean, that's like crazy. He's 13.
But it's a boy, good.
Yeah, it's
a
boy.
Easier?
Oh, I don't know. Those hormones are kicking in.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You know, the spots, the hair has to be... Yeah. Certain way, gotta look. Oh my,
and they're
really
dirty and grumpy.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, and smelly.
They don't want to take showers.
Smelly.
A day without poop or farts in my house is a day without sunshine. I have two boys.
Oh yeah, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh my god, but and I have two dogs as well. But so I had that in the mix. It is a crazy morning for me.
Oh, good.
But yeah, I've moved over here when I was, 7 years ago now, almost 8 years ago. I was discovered by Merv Griffin.
Whoa.
Strangely enough. And he said, why don't you come over and do a TV show? And I was like, I don't want a TV show.
So you're the one that said that.
Yeah,
in
I
all
am.
The people on the planet.
I know. They always do that. They don't want a TV show.
Yeah. And so
the
that
ones
was
who
it.
Truly should do a TV show.
And then the ones that want one are struggling every single day.
Exactly. So there you go. I mean, you know, and I've been working as a medium on psychic for, 20 odd years, and it's been my life, you know. I'm a qualified
teacher.
You're
quite
teacher
good at it. You had several shows along the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've done very well, and you know, you have a book or two, and we're going to discuss that later.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, it's a real opportunity for us to have you here today.
Well, thank you.
And
it's
we appreciate you coming in.
It's a big
a
deal.
Gift from God.
Oh, thanks. I feel the same.
Yes. And so, anyway, Samantha is, you know, she's got a well, I don't want her to talk about herself.
Oh
no.
Okay.
I want Lisa
fun.
Saved.
I want Lisa to talk about Samantha because
ooh,
this is about her. What Lisa can do for Samantha.
Okay.
All right. Well, I can go one of two ways. I can go witchy woo. I always call it witchy woo. I can either go psychic or medium, but I'm just gonna go with what I'm seeing. I know nothing about you. You have to forgive me. I don't
she
watch
doesn't.
TV.
She doesn't know anything
know
about me, honestly.
Nothing.
Just met her 30 seconds ago.
I'm like, oh my god. Okay. Do I have the permission to say anything
you want, honest to god?
Are you sure?
Anything
right,
you
awesome
want.
We're in
anything
television. No, everybody knows everything.
Good, lay it out there. All right. What I was being shown is actually. Oh, I'm going to talk about your career because okay. I feel as though your career is really, really important.
Yeah.
All right. It's like the thing. You know, relationships matter, but I feel as though if you're driven by your career. It's like, okay, I'm going to work. I'm going to do this. I'll fit you in if you can work with me. Mm-hmm. It's like your relationships have to fit in with you. And what I'm actually being shown here is that your career is absolutely changing, and there's been the complete change. Thank you. And when I say thank you, it's because I'm acknowledging what's coming in. I'm actually being shown a really strong direction to New York, and there may be a consideration of actually moving or
wow.
a lot of decisions to go to New York. But there's also going to be something of your own. Now, you may be co-working with someone else, but there's a decision for you to actually rise in your own level and your own thing.
Wow.
And it's like I don't know why, and I know Dr. Drew, but I feel as though this is kind of like a therapy kind of moving life coaching kind of alternative, but it's almost like, I don't want to say like Oprah because I don't want to, but I want to go with kind of the Oprah with a twist.
I like it.
That is a decent tagline, by the way.
Do you know what I mean? Oprah with a twist.
Yeah.
Hey. But it's got this real, in fact, actually, I feel as though your grandmother's coming in. I'm not sure because I feel as though I've got your grandmother stepping in here. She's absolutely so proud of you. All right. She's so, okay, thank you. She's actually acknowledging a ring. So whether you actually have her, are you okay, my love? I'm sorry.
I know. This happens to
don't
everybody.
Don't cry.
All right.
It's okay.
Because she's actually acknowledging a ring. Was she on your mother's side? Because I'm being a very connected for the maternal
yes.
instinct here. And she's actually mothering you. I want to wrap you up in my arms and give you a big nanny squeeze. You know, one of those booby hugs that you all love? It is. It's one of them. And so what I'm seeing is like this kind of sweet, and she's saying, now come on precious, I'm gonna take you. This is your dream. This is something you've been working for. You used to dance in front of her when you were a child, because she's remembering you dancing in front of her, like performing
yes.
and doing this thing.
Aww.
And will you listen to me, because I've got to do this play.
And yes.
And she's showing me that she would just sit and watch you, and it's like, okay. And she goes again, and you would always have to repeat it, watch me again, watch me again, watch me again.
Did you really do that?
I did 100%, and she would sit. It was always right in front of her chair.
Yeah, she's just sitting there.
Yep.
Watch me again.
And this is from my mom's side. This
yeah.
is from my mom's side.
And she's actually she's remembering you doing her hair. So either you used to, I don't know whether you used to play hairdressers or something.
We both would. Yeah,
but
on
you
each
would
other.
Play with each other's hair and kind of make bead stuff and jewelry, you know, kind
so,
of.
So,
yeah, yeah. And all this, anyway, she's so sweet. She's uber sweet. And she's trying to teach you to cook, but she's showing me that that is not going to happen. Oh, no, 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 girl. That is going to happen.
That is so spot on. My Oma, is what I call her. And my other grandmother is alive on
mm-hmm.
my dad's side. So you 100% hit the nail on the head. It's my mother's grandmother, and she's my mother's mom, my Oma. And she's always taught me how to cook and to bake, and I do not
no,
implement that at home.
If you saw Samantha, you'd understand. She's tiny,
yeah.
okay? She's,
no.
she's just so, she's
doesn't
so beautiful.
Like eating is a pastime.
Yeah,
no,
she's
I
not
love
a
eating.
No,
she loves, I'm just,
she's not
she
a
loves
big
eating.
Cook,
in
you
fact,
can tell.
You eat ridiculous.
I do.
You eat.
Okay, we
in
hate
fact,
you more now.
In fact,
you've
got stuff
Thank
in your
you.
Bag now.
She just hit the genetic lottery.
I mean, really?
I used to be called a scarecrow in school. I can't help it.
Aww.
And it's so funny because she's like, you just eat. And she's showing me something about mints in the mouth. So it's almost like you've always got chewing gum around you. You've always got like stuff in your bag. And she's
always.
Saying that you've got to get off your phone when you're driving.
Oh, my God.
You're in trouble now.
Sorry, yeah. I just hit you.
No, you're right.
No,
it's something that's in my head all the time. That I tell myself, Samantha, what are you doing? What are you doing? Stop it. And it is, I will admit it. It is something that I do, and it could easily cost the life of myself, someone else, or even an animal.
You
and
don't have Bluetooth in your car?
I do, but it's,
no,
it's more
this. Texting.
Yeah.
It's this.
No
it,
texting.
I know.
Yeah, and you know what? Because I just wanted to slap you. I'm so sorry.
No,
I know.
Because quite honestly, she wanted to slap you. Like, get off your
yeah,
phone.
It's dangerous. In New York, they take your license away for 30
yeah.
days if they catch you on the phone.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just found it. They should do that in California, too.
You know what? I'm going to.
The roads would be empty.
It would be awesome, huh?
This is a really. I'm going to pledge right now to my Oma that I will stop. And it's
okay.
something that I've been battling for years. Stop texting. I'm really going to
no.
pledge to my Oma right now that no more texting.
She wants
driving.
You to.
Zip your phone in your purse.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And
you
Yeah, it's addicting.
She's also showing me. Your mum's still with us, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, because she's making me. Okay, fine. She's just giving me a birthday celebration, so she wants to say a happy birthday to somebody. So whether there's a birthday that's just happened or recently happened.
Mine was recent. All right. My mom's was
recent. It's your mum. It's your mum, because she kept giving me your mum and a birthday. And what she's also showing me is she wants to give a white flower, like a white rose. I don't know what this white flower is, but she's acknowledging a white flower. She's also showing me, for some reason.
Is baby's breath white?
Yes.
Is that it? One of her favorite flowers.
Okay. All right. Well, she's acknowledging a white flower. She's also talking about a tattoo. And that either you have a tattooing in something to do with her, but there's a connection to a tattoo.
Okay. So Drew asked me, told me that you need to show me your crazy tattoo.
Oh, God.
If you look at her right now, you would go, okay, she hides
them well.
The girl next door, you wouldn't expect it. Andrew's like, you gotta have her show.
I have many tattoos that now relates directly to my Oma, but I do have like a really large cholo gangster one on my back that used to be my ex way back in the day.
And it's gorgeous on her though, I gotta tell you.
Thank you.
I would look terrible with that.
It says eternity, and at the time it was supposed to symbolize the length of my boyfriend and I's then love, ha ha ha, didn't end up. But no joke, after my Oma passed away, this was almost immediately after my ex and I broke up, I immediately said, you know what, I'm okay with this tattoo. I'm not going to remove it. And this is going to symbolize how I want to live by the example of my Oma for eternity.
Oh, and what she's showing me is that she's really, really proud of you, and she never saw you rise to this level, and she's showing me that she really is very, very proud of you. She keeps giving me cancer for some reason, so whether she passed of cancer, but there was a no, this is someone else in the family, so whether there was an aunt or
she had breast cancer.
Did she have?
But she didn't pass from it. You're right.
She's giving me lung congestion here, a lot of lung congestion. She's giving me a lot of lung congestion.
She ended up dying from, it was a number of things, but what took her it wouldn't take our life, but I don't know why it's
like pneumonia.
Pneumonia. Yeah.
Because she was showing me a lot of lung congestion. Right. She wanted you to know that she's very, very proud of you. You got to write that book. Write that book. You keep saying I'm going to do it, but you don't just do it.
Right.
Write the book.
Wow.
Write the book.
My mom wish, can I say anything?
No, say it, because I'm going to spell it. Oh, no.
My mom just wishes that, you know, that she, I know that my Oma visits me. I can smell her hairspray. But my mom wishes that she was visited by her, or being aware of it.
She is.
I apologize for struggling through this.
No. This is okay. Very, very strange.
No, look, I'm not happy unless someone cries, so don't worry. You made my day. I'm only joking.
That should be the name of your autobiography.
Susan's grabbing the paper towel. I guess tissue isn't enough.
No. What she's shown me is that she comes forward in your mum's dreams, okay? So she may actually recognize this. She wants you to look for the white butterfly as well. But the white butterfly, and that's her sign of coming through.
I cannot believe you just said that. My sister, Erica, sees my Oma in butterflies.
Oh. There you
and
are.
Even got a butterfly tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so these are...
So you guys are sensing her.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, so these are the signs, and also music as well is also very much a passion. I feel as though there's a lot of music. Now, for some reason, she's showing me... I'm not sure if you're married, but she keeps talking about you walking down an aisle, and she was standing by the side of you, but she wasn't actually physically there. And you were connecting your wedding with her, and it was as though you imagined her walking with you.
I was wearing her ring. I was wearing her ring, and her husband, my opa, wasn't there either, but we had reserved a chair for him. He's still alive. But my Oma, my friend Amanda, who's also very intuitive, came up to me before and said, I see your grandmother standing right next to you. So I felt her presence there. I did. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask, just culturally, what does Oma signify?
It's German.
It's German.
She grew up in Germany, actually, during the war.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she could speak German.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's all of a sudden just started speaking German.
Don't Sorry!
No, it's fine. Don't ask me. I haven't got my own little translator, so you can carry on in German. but she's hilarious.
She's talking to her friends.
She's hilarious.
She's hilarious. And you know what? She resonates with my personality. I like to have a lot of fun, and she's one of these women that is like, oh, girl, come on and let's do this. It's almost like you can't imagine her the age that she is, because she would go out and tell you what to wear. Oh, you ain't going to get a guy looking like that. Come on, let's put a short. You know, because she's kind of that sort of fun grandma, you know.
She's amazing.
Just her eyes are beautiful. She's got gorgeous eyes. Very, very glamorous. Very just classic. Just beautiful. Just beautiful. I adore her. So, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I adore her, too.
Big kiss. Big grandma.
I adore her, too. Again. I'm glad she made it here today.
Yeah. Wow.
So you don't need that reading now, after all.
Wow.
Sort of cathartic. How do you feel?
I feel very warm. I feel, you know, I feel like that was something I needed to know and hear. It was something that always danced around in my head, and I knew that I felt her presence, but to actually have you say things that were so abstract that nobody else would have known, from the white butterfly to the tattoo to everything that you stated, just really helped me feel like, wow, Oma really is here. Mm-hmm. And I needed that. And I know my mom needs that. So I can't wait to tell my mom.
Yeah. It's what's that song? Wonderful. No, I can't even. I'm not going to
give me like two more bars.
Oh, really?
Roses are red. What a wonderful life.
What a wonderful world.
What
a wonderful world.
Louis Armstrong.
That's the song that she wants to give to your mom.
Isn't that Louis Armstrong?
That's the one.
Wonderful life.
Yeah. It's a wonderful world. My brain just went. I was hearing it.
You know, that was my one of my wedding songs with my dad.
There you are.
Yeah.
Oh. So that's her coming through. And that's the music that she's acknowledging here.
Amazing. I am just so absolutely amazed, and I just feel so good and warm inside. It feels right, if that makes sense. It feels right.
Do you want to know everything?
Yeah, I do.
You haven't got children yet, have
no,
you?
No, but I can't wait.
If you don't want kids, rush your legs.
I can't wait to have
because
kids.
She's telling me that a baby's coming.
Oh my god!
she's saying, oh my god! Are you sure you want to know?
I can't wait to have
cross
kids.
Your legs.
No, she's saying,
use a condom, please.
Yeah. Defo.
But wait until your career's going to start first, and then
she's showing.
I can balance it all. I can't wait
you
to
can.
Have kids.
Yes, you
and
can.
You're gonna have children. And what she's saying to me is that your little girl. She's gonna have a little girl. Okay, your little girl is going to be just like you growing up.
Oh, that's a curse. I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't know how you were as a little kid.
I don't know if I was a good girl, actually.
I'm good.
Well, I don't know if Oma knows this, but I am naming my daughter Sophie after Oma, her name. Oh. And that's been since the day she died.
That's a beautiful name.
And then my siblings have reserved that for me because it was a little bit of a fight. We all wanted to name our kids, because my siblings have kids now, Sophie. Just that's how remarkable of a woman my Oma Sophie was, is we all wanted to have her name passed down to our children, but I won
you
that fight.
Dibs.
I won that.
Yeah, you won. Good. I'm so glad. So,
it's mine.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Oma, thank you for coming.
Wow. Yeah, thank you, Oma. Thank you, Lisa.
I know.
Unbelievable.
See, okay, so.
You're welcome.
So,
wow.
We're good. That was amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Really amazing.
It's a wild ride.
Yeah.
Even just sitting watching it. It's
welcome
a roller
to my
coaster.
World.
Yeah, I bet.
And, you know, we'll. Anyways, we have somebody on the line that we want to talk to. Her name is Jennifer, and I'm going to say her name because, you know, it's obvious
important.
That we don't have to hide everything and she has to guess everything. You know, we have true professionals here who do amazing work, and we want to just, you know, not have to be second guessed for all our, you know. Well,
absolutely.
You told her name and where you worked, you know, it's just all real here. So
I think the last 15 minutes can attest to that.
So
if
Jennifer,
you're not into it, turn it
so
off.
So here's Jennifer on line two. Welcome to our podcast with Lisa Williams.
Hi, how are you?
We're very well,
good.
Thank you.
How
thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me.
So we're gonna let Lisa just start to, you know, get your vibe and give you some information.
All right. So, I mean, I don't know anything about you because I've just literally had Okay. I always have to ask, because it's just for me and it's just my own personal thing, but I always ask for acknowledgement from the person I'm reading for, is if you want to know everything or not. So are you open for everything that I get?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Okay. Sorry. I'm actually feeling as though I've got several people in spirit that are coming through with me. Okay, thank you. I've just got to move this one headset here. Okay, come on. All right, I've just been told I need you to tell you to not be scared. And for some reason, there's something about a nightmare or nightmares that are coming in. So do you actually have nightmares? Because I'm being shown that there's a load of nightmares around you. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you. Okay, fine. Calm down. Sorry, I'm talking, not you. I'm talking to the spirit that's coming in. Would I be correct in saying that your mother has actually crossed?
No.
Okay, or there's actually a female that's stemmed in forward here. And I just keep being shown that this female is coming forward, and she's got this this kind of strength about her. Come on. She's coming in with a gentleman, though. This is someone who's quite maternal with you. I'm struggling with this one. She's quite maternal. Do you understand who this would be? It's like, I don't know whether it's a grandmother figure, but there's a female that's coming in, and she's got a gentleman with her.
It could be, yeah.
Okay, one second. And I keep seeing a lot of tragedy here. Do you understand what that would mean?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And would I be correct in saying that there's also a younger male in spirit as well that you can relate to?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm actually, this woman is actually bringing through, it could be a grandmother, you know, but I don't feel as though she was involved in some, I don't feel as though she was involved in the way that this younger male was actually passed away. Do you understand that?
Right.
Okay. And what I'm actually being shown is this younger male, he's coming through like he's connected with you. Has there a brother in spirit or a partner in spirit?
No, but a relative, yes.
Okay. Because it's like he's on your level. He's very much on your level. All right. And he keeps wanting to say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Do you understand what that would mean for you, please? Because there's a feeling of I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. He's showing that he created or he left somebody in a situation.
Yes.
Okay. He's showing me that he left someone in a situation, and he's saying that for some reason there's a lot of guilt around it. What's this to do with it? Why is there a police report that I keep seeing? Because I keep being shown there's a police report. I've just got to stand up here. I'm so sorry, because this is how
Please
I work
do.
When I do
Please
criminal
do.
Stuff. There's something about a police report, and I'm actually being shown that there's some form of evidence, and I'm also being shown there's a lot of involvement here from the police department. Okay, thank you. And I'm actually being shown that there's been a taking away, or someone took someone away. There's been a taking away, almost an, I don't know whether it was an abduction of such, but I keep wanting to be pulled away. Do you understand what that would mean, please?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, what I'm also being shown here is I'm being shown that there's something about rapid gunfire. Do you understand what that would also mean as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry if this is very delicate for you. And what I'm also being shown is that it's over now. I keep being told that it's over now. But how open can I be here?
As open as the guest would
all
right. allow.
Absolutely. Fully
okay.
open.
If I said the word torture, would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because I just kept being shown torture, and it was as though someone was tortured with their own life. It was as though there was torturing with their own life, and I keep feeling as though someone's kind of humiliating, like, ha, 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 ha. I'm wondering if this gentleman's actually in spirit, because I've got that energy coming through. So was there a torture or someone actually who has passed away as well? Okay, thank you. I'm really sorry, but I have to bring him in here because for some, I don't want to, but I can't stop whoever's coming in. But there's a great deal of sorrow here. And he's showing me that this was recent. Okay, thank you. All right, I can't obviously swear on air, but I'm going, you know, I won't. But
you may. All right. You're welcome to.
Okay, he's saying I fucked up. All right. He's saying I completely fucked up, and he's saying I screwed up people's lives. And he keeps talking about having to actually screwing up people's lives. But he's also quite vicious and vindictive. He's, okay, thank you. He's connected to a family or a family member or a family friend, because there's a feeling that you would know him externally. This was someone who was known to the family. Do you understand what this would mean?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And I'm being shown that this was not, he was known to the family. I'm actually being shown that there's a feeling of being pulled away. Now, for some reason, I want to get in my car and drive kind of towards Utah way for some reason. Because I'm kind of being shown Reno, Utah, that way, but I'm not sure that you actually, I don't know whether you, if someone got there or not, but I feel as though there's a lot of torture involved. And I feel like hidden. I feel very hidden. And I feel like, and I'm really sorry to say this, but I feel like I'm rehashing shit. I feel like I'm rehashing it all. But he just keeps showing me that he's sorry, but there was a lot of, he was, okay, thank you. There's also drugs connected to him, because I feel as though there was a feeling of that he should have been on drugs or some form of medication. I want to say bipolar. And what I'm also being shown here, I'm also being given number 10. I feel as though that's connected to a date, or there's a feeling of a 10th month, a 10th day. And I'm also being given the number, like the day of Tuesday. I'm actually being shown that there's a lot of sorrow and remorse for this, but I'm going to be honest with you. I feel that this has happened too recently for the healing and the growth in the spirit world. And so whether this has only been over the last, I don't know, it could have been even the last year, but I feel as though it's very, very new, and it's as though there's no remorse. But okay. All right, the other gentleman, the younger male, is not him. It's connected. It's also connected to him in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm like,
You're doing a great job.
I have no idea what the hell I'm talking about.
This is very chilling.
All right. I'm really sorry.
And we'll validate all this in a minute. But I want to. She's on a roll, and this is. Yeah. I mean, I think Jennifer's probably shocked right now too.
All right. Let me explain here. I'm really sorry.
But I think Jennifer has questions too.
Okay.
Let her. She'll regroup. And it's intense. I'm so sorry.
If I can just, I just need to get all of this out, because I keep being shown a flame, like flame burning flame. Burning inferno, yeah. And I keep being shown like I'm trapped in this place, this space that I'm trapped. He wouldn't let us out. This, we knew this was going to happen. We had a warning. There was a text message. Okay, thank you. And I'm being shown that something was tipped off, but people couldn't get to them. There's something about a cigarette. There was smoking. And I'm being shown there was a tip off, but someone couldn't get there. The phone wouldn't work. And what I'm actually being shown, I feel like I'm tied up, I'm bound, and it's like I can't get out. But okay, thank you.
So what?
But there were two other people. There were two people involved in this.
Yes,
can I just go as blunt to say murder?
Yes.
Because this is what I do. This is actually my speciality, murders.
It's actually murder.
Because I'm being shown there was two people involved in this murder, or two people murdered.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm being shown that they were related, and they may have been living in the same house, or they were in the same vicinity when this actually happened. And I feel like I'm starving, like I'm really hungry, like I can't eat. Like I'm just being fed kind of candy bars and stuff like this. And all I keep being shown is, I've just heard it was a relief to actually pass. And I've just been told, this is someone who's close to you in some way. I don't know what the connection is, whether it's an aunt or what, but it's very, very close to you. And they keep saying to me, and this would also relate to another female. There's a female, a male. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the aunt.
You're the aunt. Okay. You're the aunt. There's the aunt. Okay. Because what I'm being shown here, then, in that case, was this your sister?
she was like a sister.
Okay, because this is like this is like someone who's like that sister figure, this sister. And would this also have been her her son?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Because it's like son and daughter, son and mother and son, mother and son.
Yes.
And I don't know why I started the show saying, hey, you know, I'm a mum of 13. I had no idea. Okay, thank you. I've just heard I was 16. Would you understand what that would mean?
Yes.
Okay, he's kind of, yo, hey, man, yo.
He's here.
Like, whoa. He's got this like little cheeky little way about him. And he's really fun. I really like him. He's quite a good-looking, handsome guy.
Oh.
But what he's showing me, he's like, I'm okay. He was more worried about your mum. Sorry, his mum. He was more concerned about his mum. She took the beating. She took the brunt of this problem because she was standing up. Now, there's something about a female that's still with us, okay? The female is still with us that you may be taking care of or you may be looking after. And I just feel as though there's a lot of care around her. It's like I feel as though she's almost been in protective custody in a way. And what I'm being shown here is that it's all I can say is you're doing the right things. They're actually telling me that they're okay, but they're more concerned about, it's like the mum and the son are more concerned about each other, not themselves. You know, so the mother's concerned about the son's concerned about the mum. And I'm seeing this story kind of unfold, and this happened over a period of a couple of weeks. There's something about a couple of weeks or, no, I'm wrong, sorry, I'm wrong. No, it was a length of time. I feel as though someone went missing. Would you understand what that would mean?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a missing, okay. All right.
So should we talk about it? Because I think you've given us enough information.
Can I just say one thing?
Absolutely.
All right. They want you to, sorry, I do apologize for butting in. Once I'm on a roll.
Okay, keep going.
But they want you to know that they're actually okay. They want you to know that you're doing the right thing. They actually know, thank you, they're very brave. They're saying that they're very brave and they're very proud of you for actually stepping up now into this space and opening this up. Because what they're showing, thank you, they're actually making me aware that there will be a charity that is going to be opened that you will be able to bring, I've got chills.
Wow.
There's a charity that you'll be bringing something out into the forefront, either you or someone connected to the family to make this awareness. What I'm also being shown here is I'm okay. Whoever this torturer is, the murderer, I feel as though he's in spirit. He's actually just, you know, bless him. I have to say this because he's getting the healing he needs because he's totally screwed.
Oh, God.
All right. He's getting this healing, which I know at the moment you're like, yeah, right. You just lock him up, but who cares? But he's getting the healing that he needs. But in many respects, there's actually this connection of between them all. And I need you to know that they're okay. Yes, there was torture. Yes, it was traumatic. There's still things that haven't come out in the media, and there's still things that the police are hiding. And there's something to do with the FBI or the, because I always say the CID, which is the UK version of the FBI almost. And so what I'm actually being shown here, there's still some things that haven't been, thank you, that haven't been acknowledged. And there was a handwritten note, something about the handwritten note. Thank you. There's something about page 36 on a police report that you need to look at, because that is going to be, thank you, evidential fact that you will uncover.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else there that...
Lisa, are you exhausted?
No.
No, you're okay.
But Jennifer, are you okay? How are you doing, Jennifer?
I'm okay. I think she's right on, and I'm very interested to know if there's anything more.
Do you have any specific questions for her?
Do you have anything from the mom? Has the mom got anything more to tell me?
Why do I feel like the mom feels so guilty about this situation? I don't know whether she was involved in this guy or whatever, because I do feel as though she's very guilty.
The mom and him were very close friends.
Okay, because I feel as though she felt as though she was bringing this person in as someone that she trusted.
She did. She trusted him very much. Yeah. And I think she probably felt guilty about what happened.
And she did, because she's showing me that she actually supported him financially as well. There was some form of money that was given across. And she opened her home for him. Thank you. And she's actually making me aware that she was found in the home. So she's showing me that she was found in her home. Do you understand what that would mean?
No.
Okay. There's a feeling of being found in the home. All right. I can't make it change. I'm being given it. Okay. And what she's making me, and she's apologizing.
She was actually found in his home.
Ah, in his home. Okay. Because all I heard was found in the home, and it felt like a place that she was familiar with, quite honestly.
Yeah, she spent a lot of time there.
That's why I felt like it was very, you know, it's like her home. Now, what she's showing me here is she feels, okay, thank you. Was this connected to her daughter by any chance? Oh, geez.
Yes. Yeah, very much so. He took her daughter.
Okay.
He kidnapped her.
She knew this was going to happen. Oh. I'm sorry to say. There was a... Oh, geez. She knew this was going to happen because there's been a threat before. There had been threats before. Thank you. And she's saying that she tried to pacify him. She tried to pacify him. Oh. I'm not sure I want to say all of this on air, to be honest with
you.
But I can hook up afterwards. But I'm just going to say this: the mum feels guilty, in many respects for putting her daughter in that situation and for forcing a situation on the kids. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what that would mean?
Yeah.
Good. I'm just going to leave it like that. You know it. I know it.
Right. That's
people
fine.
Can guess.
That's awesome.
And that's and she's apologizing for it.
It's heartbreaking.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
And Jennifer, how do you feel hearing this, all of this?
Well, I've been struggling for answers. There's so many unanswered things that so many pieces that we've all been looking for. And
as horrific as this is, do you feel that it's healing in any way?
Well, I have felt them with me all the time, and I've been struggling to hear
make
them.
Sense of it. Yeah, sure, of course. And someone like Lisa is impressive, but it's still really scary.
It is, and I want to hear them.
Of course, is the police report something you think you're going to look into?
Absolutely. I've been trying to find answers, and I've tried to speak to the police. And
I can imagine they don't make it easy.
They don't.
And Lisa even said they're not going to make it easy. Yeah.
And Lisa can probably talk to you a little bit if you hang on, you know, after the show as well. And you guys
make sure we have your info.
Because, you know, things are going to go through your mind, and you're going to have other ideas or thoughts or questions. And we'll make sure that you guys can discuss a little further afterwards. And
thank you so much.
By all means.
And we really appreciate this. You know, it's very difficult, but I'm hoping that, you know, you guys can start a charity and you can bring money and bring light to this and help the people that deserve a chance after something tragic like this has happened. And, you know, once you get that set up, let me know and we'll make sure that we let everybody know and become a part of it. It's the Hannah Anderson trial or
case.
And Samantha, you can stay on with us if you want. We're going to put you on hold, though, Jennifer, for a minute, and then just hang on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
This is... and that's the thing. We're just, you know, the casual observers. These are the things we hear about on TV and on the radio. And just hearing you in Lifetime and seeing you and feeling your energy half a foot from me, I feel like I could burst into tears. This is so intense, and it's so horrifying. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with the emotional aspect?
It's something I've dealt with for 20 odd years, but quite frankly, I actually detach. I have to detach. I can come across as a bit of a cold, you know, mean bitch, but I don't mean to be. But
you're obviously aware of how it would make someone feel because you do ask, is this something you want to know?
Yeah, I always do. And actually, you know, I was in Sydney recently on stage and there was like, I don't know, 1,500 people and I bought up again, a murder, start pacing. And I'm like, and I said, the body's, and they didn't know where the body is. And I said, well, it's cut up in the bin.
Oh my
you know, and, my goodness. And then they opened the police report again and they find the body. And so based upon my information, they open cases. And so it's something that I think if I didn't take it, I take it kind of lightly in a way. It's very serious in that,
well,
in that space.
Clinical.
Yeah, I have to see it in a clinical way because otherwise I think I'd be 6 foot under with them.
Absolutely.
You
how
know?
Could you, how
right.
could you
drive
stand?
Insane.
Of course. Are any are the police, are government groups, anything ever responsive to you or do they try and hold you at bay?
I actually don't advertise. Well, I mean, I say I don't advertise the fact I do this. Obviously, I'm here now telling you I do it. But I used to work a lot with the UK police.
And they were open to it.
And they were open because I actually had clients who were part of the CID. And they used to come to me with drug cases and they used to say, Lisa, where's this going to, and we're like, okay, you need to be there at 7 o'clock tonight or whatever.
Oh my God.
And then I got asked.
I mean, so that's what a superhero does.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay. And also I just wanted to talk about what this case was all about. That's why Samantha's here.
I'm blown away right now.
This is shocking.
I am blown away. I don't know if you're aware of, if you've heard that, I know you've been traveling.
I've been traveling for 4 months.
Okay.
So, I don't
so
know.
The case that you, the case is what we're going to call it, but in, who you just spoke to on the phone mm-hmm. was in regard to a girl named Hannah Anderson.
Okay.
Does that name
no.
ring a bell to you
no.
at all? Okay. It is still a very nationally followed case, and everything that you said, I mean, chills head to toe yeah. on my mm-hmm. body because I followed this case very closely for Dr. Drew on Call and HLN, and the details that you specified as the young girl was
mm-hmm.
kidnapped
right.
and her name is Hannah Anderson. She was 16 or is 16. She's still alive.
Okay.
It was her mother and her brother that were
right,
killed in
right,
his
right,
house,
right.
in his
okay.
house. And the mother was the one, like you had stated, I even wrote it down because you said that it looked like the mom had taken the beating. And this is so hard to just, after just hearing all this, it's even hard to get the words out, but it was the mom that was, they found, the house was also set on
burned.
Fire.
Okay.
But they did find blood coming from the mother's head when the police came in, as well as a crowbar. So the
mm-hmm.
mom was tortured, not so much the son. So the mom did
right.
take the beating. You specified just that. I cannot believe I watched you too, just to the listeners at home. If you could have seen the information that was coming into Lisa and the way that she was responding to it and how almost like you were working out in a way.
It's mm-hmm. like you're in charge of a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with a lot of voices, a lot
mm-hmm.
of people coming in.
You even started to touch on some issues that we still don't know the answers to.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very chilling. Of course, everybody has their own, you know, people are speculating what could have happened.
For example,
and of course, this is all speculation, and this is all stuff that we have talked about on Dr. Drew on Call and the media in general. But Hannah Anderson, she had, a lot of people are saying that her and Uncle Jim DiMaggio, is the one that has killed, he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
Within this whole situation, as after
was
he
police,
shot,
the police shot him,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I kept
that's
hearing
the
gun shot.
Yeah, they did. They took him down.
They took him down, and prior to him, you know, killing the mom and the brother and taking Hannah away, there was some very inappropriateness within their relationship. And I'm not saying that Hannah, by any means, shape, or form, was. If something happened between them, we don't know. People speculate that,
what I wrote down.
Right. People speculate mm-hmm. that he, because they went on away trips together, which was very mm-hmm. weird because they called him Uncle Jim, but again,
he's not a family member.
He's not a family member. It's even weird. I look back, you know, when I'm a teenager, my dad and I didn't go alone camping or go alone yeah. and stay in the same room in Vegas. Or
It was inappropriate.
It was inappropriate regardless. So they had this inappropriate relationship. Again, we don't know if it was sexual. We don't know that. Hannah has not stated that. And even if it was, a lot of people are harping on Hannah. Even if it was, I think it's important to know that she's underage. It's not consensual. She's a victim regardless, even if that did happen.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Even if that did happen. But there's also some speculation. There's some, even though some people are very compassionate towards Hannah Anderson and what she went through, as they should. But then you have the flip side, of course, who people have suspicions because there are some discrepancies within her story. People have a lot of questions still, that things that don't add up. There's some 13 odd missed phone calls the day that her mom and her brother were
the text
killed.
That you were talking about.
There's phone calls, the texts.
There's phone calls, text messages, as well as you know, the day trips, as well as letters written back and forth between Jim DiMaggio and Hannah. Again, the police department have investigated those letters. We don't know the details of them. I've investigated the letters and said that, though, you know, that if anything, it just symbolizes that Hannah was a victim from beginning to end. Mm. Hannah went on a social media site called Ask FM, and a lot of her peers were, and in general, the world, the media, have been questioning whether or not she is somehow involved in this. Of course, that is not what I am
beautiful
stating by
young
any
girl,
means.
You
beautiful,
know, taking,
sweet.
Becoming the victim.
Yeah, exactly.
Twice.
Lisa, you're,
right.
You're
she's being re-victimized.
You're
yeah.
vigorously shaking your head no.
Yeah, she was not involved in this. I can actually tell you, and I'll just come out because now, obviously, you're validating a lot of things. It feels to me as though the mum and this Jim, I do feel as though there was some... I'm just going to put it out there. Don't, you know, this is my feelings. I felt as though there was some form of, you know, indecency, intimacy as such between him and the girl. And I do feel as though the mum kind of knew about it. And actually, I felt as though it was more a case of just pacify him. Just pacify him. Just
because he's crazy.
Just keep him cool.
Yeah.
And that's how
we don't want him
to
go crazy on us.
Yeah.
that makes sense. That makes, I mean, what's interesting about Jim DiMaggio is people that did know him, there weren't very many red flags besides his family history. His family history is very sad. His dad committed suicide on the 18 years on the anniversary that he was killed.
Oh, wow.
And his father had also gone after a 16-year-old girl.
Oh, my God.
His father was involved with a woman, and he took a liking to his girlfriend's daughter, who was 16 at the time, made it known to her. Jim DiMaggio, same name. So Jim DiMaggio Jr., the one that kidnapped Hannah Anderson and killed her mother and brother, he also made it known to Hannah Anderson. He and Hannah Anderson had confided in one of her friends, and it made her very uncomfortable that he admitted to her that he had a crush on her. Oh. And then he quickly kind of retracted and said, oh, not in an intimate way. But it made her uncomfortable enough to confide in a friend, but never to her parents, because it was her parents' best friend. She felt like, oh, I don't want to cause a rift between mom and Uncle Jim and dad and Uncle Jim. But Jim's father, Jim Sr., when he had confessed his love for his 16-year-old girl, you know, way back then, she had denied him, and then he later showed up with a sawed-off shotgun, and he did not kill them. They got away, but he threatened the 16-year-old, and then later killed himself. And
history repeating itself.
It was. Mm-hmm. It's so eerie the way history is repeating itself. You're spot on, Susan. And there's so many details to this case. It is so sad. And I think the saddest part is just, as you stated earlier, Susan, the re-victimizing almost of Hannah Anderson and
her aunt.
And her aunt. And
Jennifer, she was
right.
So lovely.
Well,
to
and
come.
There are, and I know that, correct me if I'm wrong, because you really have a handle on this. There are people coming out, even writing books about the conspiracy that Hannah was involved and that Hannah's a liar and blah, blah, blah.
There
blah, blah.
Is almost a pitchfork crew, I'd like to call it.
And
it's a very large lynch mob who has their suspicions of Hannah Anderson, even though the San Diego Police Department have said with all certainty, after they've completely done their investigation on her and her text messages and her social media and her letters and everything involved with her and Uncle Jim, and again, not all the details have been revealed, but they can state with all certainty that she's a victim from beginning to end.
Well, and even, again, Lisa was shaking her head vigorously. No, that is not the case. But just as a devil's advocate, if there was some involvement by Hannah, how do you, and this really, I don't know, this really, I have obviously a very visceral reaction to this. How do you take a young teenage girl and have, you know, a full-grown man with all kinds of problems and all kinds of craziness, and even have her be persuaded in some way, or even have her be easily led, and not yell Stockholm syndrome, or not right. yell brainwashing. Mm-hmm. Right. How do you re-victimize such a horrible story?
And see, that's what I thought it was. It felt like the Stockholm syndrome.
Well, at that
it
point,
really
what
did.
Do you do?
That's interesting that you... Okay, so there's two... Prior to her being kidnapped, someone like Dr. Drew would say that she was very well groomed. That's the term he would use for Uncle Jim grooming Hannah Anderson in this inappropriate relationship, because he was always there
as
for
a predator.
Her. Right. He was always there for her. Her and her mom weren't getting along, so who could she turn to? Uncle Jim. Mm-hmm. So he was grooming her for this inappropriate relationship, very manipulative.
Right.
And of course, as a 16-year-old young girl, you can imagine, even if she believed in her head for that split moment that she was consensual, she was a victim of his manipulation.
Absolutely.
And groomed by
yeah.
him. Now, the Stockholm syndrome is very interesting, because when she was taken away and kidnapped by Uncle Jim, two horseback riders, who are the reason why she was discovered, had seen her and Uncle Jim, and they didn't know at the time. They just, when they later went home from their camping trip, they said, whoa, that's the girl that's all over the news on the Amber Alert. We need to alert police that we just saw her in Idaho in the forest. And but they yeah. had said, yeah, you're absolutely right. She had mentioned earlier, if you recall, to the listeners, that you had mentioned Idaho.
Utah.
I spun
around.
No, you're right. I
spun around in my chair when you said Utah. I almost collapsed when
right.
you said that.
And it is Utah. And also really interesting is that the horseback riders had said it didn't seem like that she was being held against her will. That's where the Stockholm syndrome comes in. Hannah had later told the Today Show that, you know, he threatened her constantly. He threatened that she didn't know her mom and brother were dead.
Yeah.
She didn't know, you know, if he was going to, he had said that he'd set up the home in booby traps. So if he was going to blow up the house, if she did something wrong, or if he was going to kill the horseback riders, if, you know, because he had also played a game of Russian roulette with her prior.
Oh my God.
So there was some, there definitely Stockholm syndrome, 100%. I mean, if I was taken away and I was fearful and I had, if I, who knows? Nobody knows
and
what you would do in that
course.
Situation.
And when they talk about inconsistencies
right.
in a teenage girl's recount of a traumatic event,
right.
how stupid
right.
do you have to be to say she must be lying? She doesn't remember right. the details of a trauma
right.
exactly as they happened.
Right.
It's so infuriating to hear that. Yeah.
It is so infuriating. Even little things like, why was she drinking a Starbucks at the funeral? She's not grieving. Like, it's unbelievable. Or why is she wearing short shorts? Well, you know what? She's in high school. Like,
yeah.
give the girl a damn break. I wore short shorts, too. I still wear short shorts. Thank
right.
you very much.
Right.
So it's really sad to see this re-victimization on Hannah Anderson. And I would like to call her a survivor, a brave young girl. A lot of people are wondering why she's going on interviews and social media. Well, you know what, people? You can say that's inappropriate, but I know teenage Sam. If I had one person spreading a rumor about me, I would immediately need
attack it with a vengeance.
Right. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the whole world saying that you're responsible somehow for your mom and your brother's murder? You
right.
would want to set the record straight. And
I would, too.
Right?
I'd
the
be
only
all over
thing
that.
You would have going for you in that sense, if something so horrific happened to any of us, would be that we would have the support of the people in our family, of the people who know us, and the people
her
who
family
don't know
was
us.
Dead, and yeah. she didn't have a PR agent and a manager to tell her not to tweet. Okay,
right.
that's
yeah.
you know, we don't. I mean, my husband tweets by accident sometimes. I mean, you learn after a period of time, but
right.
it's
and
just,
he's an adult. Can you
yeah,
imagine
I know,
a 15-year-old?
I mean, we're
16.
You can't stop. I mean, she didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. She's just a kid.
When
you're
Samantha
absolutely right.
uses the word re-victimization, I don't think there's a more appropriate word for what seems to be happening to this girl.
And it's
no, it's just wrong. The poor thing lost her brother and her mother, and she went through a very traumatic experience, and she needs to get therapy, and she
right.
needs to have help, and they
right.
we need to raise money for her, because she's out there.
She needs
all
the treatment she can get.
And
absolutely.
She's probably not out trying to get a book deal, you know.
But she will be approached.
She will.
And no, I know, but
right.
she probably doesn't think like
no,
that.
She doesn't.
And it's not all about that. But, you know, if that's what helps her survive, then,
and
you know,
she can
may
be an advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And saying something like, finally, in paper, in print, here is my side of the story.
Right.
And by the way, financially, I am going to have to take care of myself.
Right.
I don't see how we just I mean, the word re-victimization keeps coming up because I don't see how we keep torturing these right. people who've already been through so much.
I know.
Let them get on with their life in the best way they can.
Absolutely. 100%.
It was, you know, it was a really, really tragic story. And, you know,
I'm blown away by
Lisa. I'm just really thankful
right now
that Jennifer called in because, you know, I like to, if it helps them, I would really like to be helpful for their cause, and hopefully Lisa, you'll be able to talk to her.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely. You know,
just for like 5 minutes and see if you can, you know.
What I'll actually offer her is a proper private reading with her. So I'll do an hour's reading with her and see if we can get some actual facts, because this is you know, it can't be done in 5 minutes. It's, you know, this is going to take, and I will do what I'd consider the investigation.
And it's you know, it takes a lot of guts to go on a show and have something like this brought up again and relive it. So she was very strong and extremely helpful. It possibly with this case, and maybe it'll really make a difference for Hannah Anderson's future as well.
And Susan, you and I, even in this short time, have been in the room with so many wonderful clairvoyants and mediums and people that just blow us away on a weekly basis. And I have to say that sitting this close to Lisa, I have a feeling that I have never felt before in my life. I mean, I've never felt so open to seeing what somebody does, because
your abilities are amazing.
It's
nice that you're able to, you know, help people like that. It's amazing.
And you know, anyone who might just, you know, because we don't have these experiences for ourselves on a daily basis or ever, so it's easy to be cynical and it's easy to be jaded, but I don't have a cynical bone in my body right now. Watching what you do, I'm almost in tears, because you're using your abilities for such good in the world.
Yeah, you know, I do get criticized. I mean, I travel around the world and I speak to thousands of people, and I do get criticized. Oh, you're earning money off a God-given gift. Well, let's face it, if I didn't earn money off it, I wouldn't be able to do it, because I'd be having to do a normal job.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to put a roof over my son's head, and I wouldn't have the time to develop to do this.
And who doesn't want to earn the
exactly.
money out of singers?
Right. I want to encourage all our listeners. Definitely want to encourage all our listeners to go to lisawilliams.com and see what she does. She runs a spiritual development school of online classes and in-person classes, you know, that are coming up in January, and some classes for children.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And she also, you know, she can be found on Twitter at LW Medium, and has an online radio show called The Lisa Williams Show. So you can listen to her there on a blog talk radio, live on Wednesdays at 3 p.m., and read her books, get her books, Life Among the Dead, Voices from the Other
She's
Side,
incredible.
And, you know, learn more about this, because it does bring closure in everybody's life to understand that this is possible. And hopefully it will be helpful to a lot of people and make a difference. And Samantha is just amazing. She's knew this
whole
actually, you know, I wanted to have my husband on it to talk about this, but I'm really glad that he had a doctor's appointment, because and you know, he would have had to call in and blah blah blah, and it wouldn't have been as good, really.
And Samantha can hold her own. She doesn't need someone validating
thank
her.
Thank you very much.
And Samantha, shocker, has the hardest name to spell in the history
of
anything. So if you want to spell it, S C H A C H E R,
yep.
Two C H's in there. It's not like shocker, like I'm shocking you, but it's sort of a German name.
Yes,
and she's a regular on Dr. Drew on call on HLN. I'm going to plug her. And why don't I have your Twitter here?
Oh, it's at Sam Shocker, S-C-H-A-C-H-E-R, at Sam Shocker.
And you know how they say sometimes you better be smart or you better be pretty? Samantha,
she's
double
everything.
Down.
I need to just take you home, my pocket, and
seriously,
take you all home.
You're obviously so...
I'll even take the tattoo.
Yeah, you're so lovely and you're so striking.
Thank
and
you.
You're so knowledgeable. It's just, it's nice to be, you know, empowered by these, you know, beautiful women and really smart women in the same room.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm so honored. And thank you so much, Lisa, for allowing me to have that connection with my Oma, my grandmother earlier, I was a mess. You guys can all recall. But you just hit the nail on the head with everything, with such weird, abstract things that nobody else would know. Same with Hannah Anderson. Blown away.
Meanwhile, you know, as I say every show, we're all not lucky enough to get the golden phone call from Ms. Susan Pinsky saying, come on the show. So if you want to have an experience much like this yourself, you can absolutely do that. This is a special dedicated line just for calling out listeners from California Psychics. It's only $1 a minute, and you help the show out too, obviously, by using this number. The call is 1-800-374-7654. That's 1-800-374-6654. I've done it. Susan's done it. I had a wonderful call with a man named Anton from he was in England at the time. He was amazing. I wrote everything down. It's 3 pages back and forth, and I think he was a wonderful man, and I think there was a reason they connected me to him.
Also,
personally,
I had a good reading with somebody that told me my kid's personalities exactly, and it came true this week, so it was kind of fun. And, you know, give it a try, and if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever had, it's free.
Oh, wow. And by the way, an extra breaking news, this just in plug. Lisa just informed me that she trained a lot of the people at California.
I train them.
Oh, yeah. She puts on these seminars and teaches. Yeah. Oh, and she does media training for psychics, which
she's
I'm actually going to get Rebecca involved in that.
Yeah, I think I'm a better teacher than I am a medium, actually.
No. I don't know. Well, she probably enjoys it a lot more.
I do.
So it's fun seeing people bloom into their full professional.
I want to help them. Look, there's enough dead people to go around. Go on, go.
Yeah, people say you can't talk to 8 billion people.
That's what Rebecca said, because I can't talk to them all.
Yeah, so that is 1-800-374-7654. Please give them a call.
And check out Lisa Williams' website and give her a call.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week.
This is Corolla Digital.